USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure, and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it's not a good idea to do business with Iran.
Business people know they want to do business with the United States, and if it's a choice between us or Iran, that's a pretty easy choice for them. That's pressure their own governments in Europe are now beginning to feel.
Today, the TSA came out and said they would not be eliminating passenger screening at any of the federalized U.S. airports after reports surfaced last week that a proposal was under consideration to do so. Now, a TSA spokesman did say, though, that the TSA is hoping to implement new technology which will help speed up the process of going through security at airports. Voters today in five states are heading to the polls for Democrat and Republican primaries. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.